Have they gone?
No, they're still there. I don't think they can hear me. Yo! They've gone now. Just interrupting the record one more time. Hello, people from Tipton.
Hello.
Yo, who's that?
Nikki. Yeah.
I've got a Nikki here with me.
Yeah.
My assistant. See, I'm like Paul Daniels, doing magical tricks.
Oh, listen. Look what's happened.
I've got... Wait there, one moment. What's happened, Logs?
You still there?
Yeah. I've got... Sammy's here, the one who put the sound down, and she won't talk. You've got to get her to talk.
Sam, come on, talk to me.
Hello.
You can.
Sammy wants to say hello to Norwich. You're from West Brom.
Speak to him nice and sweetly, Nick. Go for it.
Oh, I've got to speak nice. Who do you want to say hello to?
Sammy wants to say hello to Norwich. You're from West Brom.
Right, isn't Sam going to come on the air?
Yeah, here he is.
Come on then, Sam.
Sam, go shout to her.
Go for it, Sam.
Sam, come on.
Go for it, Sam.
Sam!
You're not shy.
Sam, if you don't come on the phone, you've got to see
Hello?
Yellow Submarine twice.
Hello.
Is that
Hello.
Sam?
Yeah.
Good. Go for it, Nick.
Who do you want to say hello to?
If you start talking about nightclubs and chaps and...
Can I just say hello to Nigel, Philip and Dave from Sam and Nick?
From Sam and Nick.
And do you want any I want some rave, please.
I
found Dave a bit back and you don't playing on.
You'll sort some out.
We'll okay, some... play loads and loads.
Loads of rave.
Okay. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Well, they've gone anyway, ain't they? Shall we say on with the music and stuff?
Yeah, why not?
Go on, say it then.
Right. Go on, then.
No, you say. You've got to introduce this one, Nick, because, like, I'm going to sit back and relax for a minute. And play with my puppy.
It's gone quiet.
You've gone all shy now, ain't ya?
Behave. Oh, come on, let's have a go with this first. Say hello to someone there.
Got to say hello to Kevin Griffin. He's here with me at the moment.
Right. On with the music with Jazzy P and Feel the Rhythm.
Feel the Rhythm. Okay, don't forget, if you want to call us, 0384 637 957. I must admit, the weather's looking nice and sunny at the moment for a change on this Bank Holiday Monday. I hope you're enjoying the music and the chat. Well, what little bit of chat we've got. I think we've got plenty of chat, actually. 4:48's the time, and I think we're going to cut the music for a little bit. Yet again, I hasten to add. And we're going to sort out some setups. The phone's ringing again. So just as I wish to use the phone to make some setups, it rings again. Are you all right, Nick? Coming up here.
Sir Kelly for you, Nicky.
Oh, made a friend for life, Nicky, eh? What do you mean you're on the toilet? What's all that toilet business you're talking?
Yeah,
I like this seat, actually, this stool.
Oh, that one.
Don't you like it? It's all right to sit on here and put your feet on here. Relaxation and stuff. Oh, dear. All right, let's put my records away. Oh. You're going to hurry up, Nick? No, I think she's taking ages, actually. Let's have a look what we've got here.
Hello.
What do you mean, hello?
Hello.
Who don't want to speak to you? What are you talking about?
Give me the number.
How many have I got now? I've got about 7. No, I think I'll have to get through some of these, actually.
That's what I like, you're making excuses.
Come on, Dee. Hurry up. It's all right, we're waiting for Nikki D, actually. She's on the phone. Do I know what? What? I heard it.
Nikki D, so D stands for director. Say what he went under director on that, couldn't
he?
Dubois was one as well.
What? Because there was about three or four for each letter, weren't there, or something? I laughed at the one for C. The one that the Clids shouldn't have seen. Or should it have been kids? Oh, look at that scruffy piece of paper. Come on. Anyway, I've got to plug a fate, haven't I?
The Donkey Rides.
Donkey Rides. What's the pub called? The Fox and Busbury? The Fox and Goose. Well, the pub's called the Fox and Goose. Apparently it's in Bromley Lane, Kings Winford, and there's a bit of a fate. When's the fate being held? Today, is it? Today. So on Bank Holiday Monday today, there's a fate at the Fox and Goose. And we'll take them live in a minute. You sort them leads out. So the Fox and Goose, Bromley Lane, Kings Winford. And we've got Steph with the PH in the chair there, the one with all the scandal about at the moment. A dad's actually doing the donkey rides, isn't he? 50p a time. Terrible. Hello. Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Who's that?
Tracy.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, so what can we do for you?
I want to find up because I like some of my mates, Nikki and Sammy.
Yeah, where are they?
Aye.
Where are they?
Up the road from my house. I've just been there, so I thought I'd find and tell them.
Where's your house then? Where about, what sort of area do you live?
Tipton.
Yeah. I've heard stories about Tipton.
What you heard then?
I've heard it's rough for one.
It is. Come down and see. Oh, my mate has just been on, Sammy and Nicky. I want to stop out to tell him to say hello.
Do you want any record?
Oh.
Because I'm not interested who your mates are and who you want to say hello. Loads of rave.
Oh.
Oh, come on, it's 5 o'clock.
Oh, just come on.
In the evening of a Bank Holiday Monday, the weather's beautiful, and I just want to play some decent music for a change, not rave, rave, rave all the time.
We'll put it all on tonight, then.
It'll be on at... Well, there. 6 o'clock. Who's on at 6? Elliot. Elliot's on with Deborah Kay, MCing and all that crap at
we'll
6 o'clock.
We'll tell that Elliot. Put loud the rave. I'm going to kill him.
He will. He's putting 2 hours of pigging rave on for you. All right?
OK.
Ta-da.
Ta-ra.
Good riddance. Get rid of him. Terrible, eh? Pass that phone up here a bit low, man, before it rings again, because he's doing my blocking. Oh, shit, chuck that on there. Some of these numbers better be right now. What's up with you, D? Oh, let's plug this in here. That's better. Got a nice dialing tone and stuff. I can't even see this thing anymore. That's better. Stop tickling me. Stop pinching me. Do me blonky. Now, what's this one here? Back the poll tax. I don't know how they expect you to do the poll tax ones when they only give you the first name. I mean, if you're ringing up concerning poll tax, you'd at least know the surname, wouldn't you, mate? Terrible. Come on. I love the way these work. Is it ringing? No, it ain't ringing, is it?
You haven't run the code, that's why. It's 0231.
I did ring the code, that's why. I'm not stupid.
She hasn't paid phone,
no. No, keep it there a bit. Sod that one. Hold that a bit. Don't mind not paying the poll tax. You haven't paid your phone bill. What's this one?
You've got to pretend you're a scout for the West Brom Albion
football club. Tell what I need to hear.
His name is Adam Keary.
So pretend I'm a scout from West Bromwich Albion Football Club.
Yes. What's you've got to say, you've noticed that you've got very good football talent and you want to know if you're signed for the club.
Yo, who's that?
Hello, can I go live, please?
You am live.
Oh, sorry. Is this Debbie?
Debbie?
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Debbie? Now make it quick.
I'm
trying to make phone calls.
I just found to say hello to Trace, Nick and Sam, who just phoned because we all live in the same road.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you sing for us?
No.
Come on. I want you to sing.
Happy birthday.
Sorry, move to somebody else.
No, I want you to sing a bit of Madonna. That's enough of them, I'm telling you. Get rid of them. Now, carry on. So I've got to be a scout from the West Bromwich Albion Football Club. And the chap who I'm ringing, his name's Adam, is he?
Yeah.
What's this here?
Keenella. Adam Keenella.
Adam what?
Keenella.
Keenella?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pig in ice cream. And I've got to say that he's got good football talent. All right then. Let's go for this. What do you say, Logs?
What if you ask me, you know?
We thought something.
You know what I mean?
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Adam, please?
Yeah, Adam! Hello?
Hello, is that Adam?
Yeah.
This is Dave Collins here, promotional manager for West Bromwich Albion Football Club. And what it is, I've been told by a couple of scout friends of mine that you've got some considerable talent. And we're wondering if you care to sign up for the club at all. Adam?
Yeah?
You would do?
Yeah.
Because, see, what we can do, we can arrange a meeting so that we can actually see you in full performance and obviously see how you work on the pitch and whatever. But I've been told by a couple of scout friends of mine, and they're very good friends, and obviously, you know, seeing as they saw that you were quite talented, we thought that would be best if you signed up for the club. So I don't know if you want to arrange something for, say, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So if you'd like to pop down to the ground at around about, let's think, which is the best time for you, Adam?
About half twelve.
Yeah. Well, that's great. If you pop down to the club, as you come through the doors, if you ask for Dave Collins, promotions manager, then they'll put you in touch through to me, and then we'll have a little bit of a show, see what you can do. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll think about signing you up there and then. All right. Is that great, Adam?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll have to rush because I've got a couple more people to ring. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow about half 12.
Yeah.
Bye. Ta-ra. I've got another one somewhere. Let's put your mic up, Tripper. This one out the way, and it loads. What? Can you imagine him? and West Brom are already playing, you know what I mean? Now, what have we got here? Oh, I'll do this one. MC Power, I know it is, because there's the name. Let's see what... I don't know what I'm going to think for this one, but I'll have a go at something.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Tammy, please?
No, she's not here now. She's being later on.
She's where?
She's gone out with her mother. This is
her
nanny speaking.
It's a nanny. Well, what it is, tell her boyfriend Kevin rang. And,
yes.
And what it is, I know she's undergone the pregnancy test, and I'm really pleased with the results. If you tell her, that would
yes.
be great. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Bye. What a fool. Did you? Yes, I'll tell her the message. Oh, my God. Some people, pregnancy test. Yeah, not me. Well, that's one done for you, MC Power. Hope you enjoyed that. 0-3-4-6-3-7-9-4-7. What's this one here? Caroline. Can you think of a good setup?
No.
Yeah, Nicky, you've got to do one.
I'll be no good.
You'll mess it up, won't you?
No, what do you want me to do?
Just say, ring Caroline up, right? Say something about, oh yeah, you've been getting off with my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm good.
That's it.
Experience with that.
It's how we're all need to be, you know what I mean? Yeah, what the? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Name?
Caroline. Let's get this number. Why don't you get the picking number, will you? You know what I mean? That's it.
Tell me about it.
Here then. Put them headphones on.
Oh, not a Mark.
What do you mean, Marcus? What are I need to hear? It'll ring in a minute. Caroline. Boyfriend and shit. You know the stuff.
Behave. Come on. She must know it's me. Oh.
Perpetrated, hesitating, accelerating, dominated, infiltrating. Cool, fool, you know the rule. Know what you gotta do. House music. So all you people ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
You got a little bit of ICT and Dog Days. Get on up and dance.
You got to.
And you got myself Tripper till around about 6 o'clock, featuring a little bit of Nikki D. And I mean a little bit as well.
You got to.
So there's going
to
be some slagging off this evening. Just had a little message coming in. It comes from Andy Thomas's mum or something. And if there's anyone out there who's actually got or can get hold of a top radiator hose for a Vauxhall Astra, then can you either contact the studio, please, or contact the studio. Very simple. 0384-637-957 is the telephone number. And Nikki, are you going to say something? Because I know that you're itching to speak, aren't you?
In a bit.
Are you going to tell them about swimming and stuff?
In jacuzzi.
On jacuzzi.
In the swimming bath?
In the swimming bath. And are we going to have a good argument on air?
No.
We need to. You know this is?
What?
Making a featured appearance on the show. Yeah, Kevin, his name is Kevin Griffin. Yeah, this is him. ICD and Doc Days, get on up and dance. And don't forget, if you want to call us, you would like to set someone up this evening, because then I'm sure we can sort out some setups. I know MC Power's ringing a little earlier on, and he wanted us to set up some friends. Well, I'll sort that out as soon as I can, MC Power. If you ring us back with some details, then I'll carry on straight away, OK? So if you want to set someone up on the airwaves, or if you just want a request or dedication, 0384 637 957 is the telephone number. And actually, I've got Nicky D to blame if the next record doesn't come in, right, haven't we, Nick?
No, you
could,
didn't you?
Was that a cow? No, it was a bike.
You've got glitter all over your face.
I have?
Yeah. On your chin.
Seriously?
Like Shaggy Austin.
Where's that come from?
I don't know. But it's
like, everyone's got it on him?
I think it's on the micro, the mixer. It's all on my hands and everything.
Who brought these up anyway? Norris?
Yeah.
Norris, what are you doing bringing these headphones up? Like your dad's or something?
And if Brian Jerry's listening.
No. Not
can you go and have your hair finished, please?
It is finished?
Hi. It looks like it's got a toupee on.
Actually, it looks like you've cut it. No, it does, seriously.
It's better than having an MB in it all. What's it called? An EBJ.
It's not a happy man, look here. That's not.
He's not a man.
What do you reckon to that then? Kevin? Kev's all right.
Should we put some more music on then?
Feeling good, Mr. Griffin? He's feeling good. Do you want to tell him the phone number? Nick, go for it. And then we'll play some tunes.
I'm not laughing. Go on, you do.
Nah. Okay. You read the first bit, I'll read the rest.
You want to give us a call? It's 0384...
637-957.
Along with the music this time.
Yeah. On with the music, that's the one. You're learning. So another message going out to Andy Thomas's mum. We gave it a little plug, so that's a top radiator hose or something for a Vauxhall Astra, if you know about it. Get in touch with the studio, 0384 637 957. Power, if you're listening over there in Wheelie Castle, if you care to call me back, give me a little bit of a phone number. I'll sort that set up as soon as possible. was here now. It's actually 2 years old. The follow-up to Jack to the Sound of the Underground. It's called I've Been Waiting for Your Love on the 12-inch club remix. And is that better, Nikki? Because you keep complaining that I'm not introducing any records or anything. Safe. That's safe. Actually, we've got a bit of a dark horse in the studio, haven't we? She's over there, sitting over there. What's she got? She got a pillow or something, trying to cover her hand up. And actually, there's two... Oh, dear. Fag burns on the mic. Not what I need to see.
Trooper.
Yeah?
Who does? Tanya in Birmingham.
Tanya? In Birmingham. That's, I think that's Fraggle's sister over there in Chelmsley. What are you on about rave?
What am I on about rave? What was his name again? Wensby.
The Wensby Ravers.
Yeah, the Wensby Ravers want to sign their chin, I don't know why. I mean, you know,
Anyway, back to the dark horse over there. Steph, the one with the PH.
Steph, twos.
Fees.
Look at her, look at her.
Five, six, come on, you know what I mean.
Scouts on her, look at all that, hide in the hand. Not what I need to see. No, actually, Steph with a PH. On her hand, she's got written Steph for Paul and Ginger. Oh, Paul and Ginger.
Steph, answer me this. Which one does she like?
I'm saying nothing. No, come on. Steph, I can't understand why you got two people's names on there. Does your mother know?
Oh, Steph, you don't want to broadcast it and get yourself a bad name.
Your mother was coming up here and she said, she's only 15, too young to start a sexual relationship and all this, do my blocking and stuff. So what's the score then with Paul and Ginger?
Steph.
It's too young to be smoking, you know.
What do you mean, too young to be smoking?
Too young to be smoking.
Cheers, give them the phone number, Nick, tell them.
Right, I forgot where it is.
What do you mean you forgot?
Behave. 0384-637-957.
Give like that.
Call. What?
Just like that.
Just like that.
Sit there. And actually, MC Power.
Yeah, kissing me, man. Shame on
it. Oh, that's it then, sod ya.
No, you've done it now. Come on.
Right. Come on.
That wasn't
very good.
That's why you get it.
Come on. We kiss him.
Right, kissing him is okay.
I could do with a live caller, actually.
Yeah,
give me
good.
The phone, Logs, bruv.
Oh, we got
this is what we do. Oh, these wires and stuff. Newfangled machinery. It's not what I need to see.
But why are you messing around with that?
No,
I'm
going
to say a
records.
Big yo to Mad Madge.
Why?
And your show was great. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, we all listened. And laughed.
Behave yourself.
Oh, this is do my edit. Oh, sorry. Just plug it in.
Oh my God, hello to Andy. Yes, and us.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
Laters, Andy.
Yeah, we'll say a big later to you as well, Andy. Yes, and we'll find you in Australia.
Judging by Andy Thomas's eyes, you can tell Andy S is back on the scene, can't you? Right.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I don't know.
Apart from acting the prat. I know what he's doing. I bet you it's a speaking clock.
It's a dead number. Now I'm ringing someone up, have a little chat on her.
Should we ring my mother? Speak to my little sister?
No, I don't want to speak to your sister.
What's wrong with my sister?
Nothing. She's too much like you.
Ring your mum up.
I don't want to ring my mother. My mother will actually
ring
talk to me.
Ring mummy, chip her up.
I tell you what, I don't want all this feedback and stuff. Ah, do my blocking.
Has anyone come yet?
It's not ringing. Typical.
Someone answered it then.
That's better. Why can't I get a number?
Because
right?
The phone's been cut off because I don't pay the bill. I bet you.
Who's done by the bill?
I don't know. Who's even the bill?
Why can't? I know what I'll do. This'll do. I know it will. Ah, oh, feedback's not what I need to hear.
Sounds quite nice.
Yo! No one's blooming answering. Is this phone working?
Try my answer, see if it rings.
Actually, turn that radio down a bit. Steph, get off your fat arse and turn the radio down. Make yourself useful. Rather than just sitting here and smelling.
Oh,
you know what I mean? haven't seen no one you in nothing. There. What do you mean there's no one in?
I bet you've just done it at random,
have
you?
Of course I have.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Karen.
Karen?
Yes.
And whereabouts are you, Karen?
At home.
At home?
Yeah.
Well, where's home?
At the house.
No, well, yes, I can understand you're in a house, but where?
In the bedroom at the moment.
In a bedroom. Do you have a radio?
Yes, I have a radio.
And what's it tuned into?
Well, I've got all preset stations.
All preset stations. What are you listening to at the moment?
I haven't got it on.
You haven't got what on?
The radio.
Well, turn it on, woman.
I'll turn it on.
Good, Karen. And hurry back.
I've got it on.
Good. Now, what's the frequency you've got it on?
Extra AM, 11...
Extra bloody AM?
11.52.
Oh, my God.
I reckon you're...
Have you got an FM radio?
An FM? I should think so.
Good. Put it on FM and then put it on 102 megahertz.
How do you put 102 megahertz FM, this thing?
Just twist the knob around.
I've had instructions to get it on.
Yes, get it on. Not get it off.
Get it on.
Get it on. The woman's deranged. I don't know, just rang someone up, you know.
Yeah. 102.
You got it on 102?
He's getting it there.
Getting it there. What do you mean, he's getting it there? Is it one of them digital things?
Yes.
It is. Well, it's probably about 102.1.
102.1.
It's around there anyway.
What are we listening to when we get it?
You'll find out.
You'll find out. All will be revealed. Some people are slow, you know.
Well, he's fiddling with it.
Is he?
Fiddling? I don't want no fiddling on this afternoon show I'm doing. Oh, let the cat out of the bag there. No, carry on.
You sound like you're on a pantomime, Trigger.
I am. Most likely.
Ask what area are you in?
Cradley, ain't ya?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you was in Cradley, you know why?
Why?
Because your accent, you could tell.
Well, I come from Cradley, eh?
Typical market accent.
I don't come from here anyway.
Don't you?
No.
Where do you come from?
Other side of Birmingham.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell that as well. Now, well, I'll just tell you to put you out of your misery.
What?
You're live on Freedom Radio.
Freedom Radio?
And don't say you haven't heard of it, because if you... you're live on air.
In other words, my radio.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, that was the point.
That was kicking us out.
Oh, I love it.
I can't make up my mind. That was Andy.
What the? Oh, yes. Yeah,
enough. Music, come on, I'm getting bored now.
What do you mean, you're getting bored?
Right. What am I doing? I'll ask you.
You don't know what you're
doing.
Don't
forget, if you want to give us a call, it's 0384-637-957, and we're going to play you a little bit of, what's it called?
Olympia.
Olympia, and you
no,
want my love.
I don't really. Going to play some tracks, are we?
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to have some salt and pepper, we need
to be. I mean salt and pepper.
You know what I mean? Music.
0384-637-957. Slipper,
that'll do.
just going to the lines because he didn't actually want to go live. And cutting the record, we have Chris, don't we?
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
Right.
And you know why I thought I'd take you live?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, shall I?
Go on, then.
For one, you can say hello to your mate, so go on, say hello to him.
I'd like to say hello to Lee in Warsaw.
Wait there. Just one moment, Chris. Look at him. The manager for Cradley Speedway's just joined us. It's all right. Mr. Brian Johnson's coming with a fluorescent green cap. And I'll tell you, if he's walked anywhere with that, he needs shooting the bloke, does.
Oh, God.
Just go away, please.
Well, who was calling?
Chris, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, well, did you say hello to your mates?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, what I want you to do, right, I want you to give me a phone number of a mate of yours, and I'll ring him up and I'll set him up. If you see what I mean. Chris?
Yeah? Marie Mosley.
Who?
Marie Mosley.
Yeah, don't give me the phone number on there because, like, you'll get every sod ringing up, right?
Yeah.
So, is any particular way that you want to set up or something? Or do you want us
just to say something like what you did to me before? Like, just tell me that I want a holiday for two in America.
Oh, yes, I remember the one. Well, actually, I'll take you... Is there a record you want, Chris?
Well, I asked for earlier on, about 3:30, for you to play Rainbow Solo.
I'll see if I can sort it out within the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
I'll just take you off live, Chris, and I'll pass you on to Nikki, and then she'll take the phone number for Marie, all right?
Yeah, all right,
thanks. One moment. Oh, all this unplugging and stuff. I love the technical work here. Have that, Nick. Nicker.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Go on, give me the number.
Don't repeat the number either.
Go on.
Going back to a bit of Olympia, and you want my love. That is Olympia, and you want my love. Nikki! Nikki!
The phone woman.
Nikki!
Oi!
Oi, Nicka D. Just get the phone, will ya? Anyway, I've just been joined by the man...
We're in that corridor, Mr.
Speedway.
Yeah. Look at that. Yano Pedersen.
What do you mean? Yano Pedersen.
Danish! Danish!
I know he is, but it's not Pedersen.
It is.
It's more likely... Peterson, isn't it?
Hey, team captain for Cradley.
Can I have a look at your hair a minute?
Yeah, man. No problem.
Yeah, looks good. Okay, then, how much did that actually cost you? Because I heard someone down Huntington Gardens did it for a quid.
Oh, you know what I mean. Nah, Stuart, my mate Stuart done it for nothing.
Well, I can see he's done it for nothing. I mean, I wouldn't have paid him for that either. Now, you want to say hello to everyone down at Huntington Gardens?
I'd assume he had this haircut and that car he's driving round in at the moment.
What was he driving in?
He's driving a Vauxhall Shove It.
Because
he smacked his car.
He's got a house.
A house? Top house radiator or something. Yeah. If anyone's got one, get in touch with the studio on 0384-637-957. I've got some setups to do. Look at them. Looking good to me, Johnson. Setups.
Look at that. 0898 number.
Nah, don't read them out.
An 0898
number. 10 and 0898
number. Oh, sorry.
0922. Probably like Wolverhampton Central or something, you know. Anyway, what did you
talking
want?
Talking of Wolverhampton.
I'll just sod off
about we beat you by 12 points this morning in the Speedway. We're going to do it again tonight. So, yeah. In other words, I shouldn't bother turning up.
You've been to the Speedway then?
Flipping,
Was it like good stuff?
Oh,
action-packed?
Yeah. You remember yesterday morning when I was slagging off a certain rider by the name of Wayne Garrett?
Yeah, I remember.
Who rides for Cradley.
Well, so I vaguely remember.
Well, Wayne Garrett has got the message right, because I had a word with him yesterday.
He's got the message.
About me working on the station and this, that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne...
Word of mouth and stuff, Brian Johnson being very popular.
Wayne, I know you're trying to fix your bikes at the moment, ready for tonight's race, but for God's sake, mate, don't bother, will you, after this morning?
Sit,
isn't it? He only scored 1 point out of four races, and I think it's diabolical.
Actually, just interrupting you there, I've got to tell you about that dark horse over there. You missed this, Johnson.
Oh, right. Go on, then.
On her hand, she's got Steph.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, disgusting. It's not the kind of attitude that we want to adopt up here at Freedom, Steph.
We was.
I'll tell you. I've heard Steph's got more knockoffs.